Thank you. Now we're going to start with our fearless leader, Dr. Leslie Baskerville.
Thank you very much, Chairwoman Shields. Please join me in giving Congressman Towns a resounding, standing ovation. He is working tirelessly for us, and I know it's early, but get up off of those roots. Tell him thank you, thank you, thank you, Congressman Towns, for your tireless efforts on behalf of our institution and on behalf of expanding technology access. Congressman Towns is there. He's on the case for us. He is championing a bill that will provide access that we need to continue integrating technology in our institutions and using technology as the driving force for our academic development, for our economic development, and he's doing an incredible job. As you're here for the next several days, please do as he says and take this opportunity to go to your members of Congress and tell them we need them to support H.R. 921. Brenda Pillars was also here with the Congressman. Did she leave when he left? Okay. If you see Brenda, please thank her also. She's been with him for a number of years, and she's his chief of staff. She's been on the Hill. She's a wealth of knowledge and information, but she's also available to us at all times and doing an incredible job, and we want to thank her. It's important that we say thank you to those who are working for us and with us from policy perspectives and from the range of other arenas in which folks are working with us. We need to let them fully understand the depth of our appreciation. Thank you so very much, President Shields, for both serving as the chair of the summit host committee this year and for serving as the facilitator for this discussion. I'd like to thank all of the rest of you who got up early this morning to be here and who are committed to rolling up your sleeves and spending the next 2-3 days with us grappling with solutions to problems that plague us, but also helping to identify best practices, the things that are working on our campuses and our communities, and helping us to think through how we can ramp those up to scale. I'm especially pleased that joining me this morning are my colleagues, the heads of our sister associations. We have Dr. Joyce Payne, who heads the Office for the Advancement of Public Black Colleges and the SOGIC. We have Mr. Dwayne Ashley, who heads the Thurgood Marshall Foundation. We expect that Dr. Michael Lomax will be with us. And this is especially significant to me because when I assumed the helm of NAFIO, I made as one of my priorities the melding of a stronger relationship between the sister associations that should ground the exchange and the leadership of all of our colleges and universities. And I'm just delighted that you share with me in this vision and that you have agreed to take your time to be here and share your talent and then to work with us between now and 2008 to develop an agenda. Thank you. You have to wake up and give us a little more enthusiasm. It's phenomenal, and I am just thrilled that they're here with us. You understand that. Those of you who've tried to forge collaborative undertakings, we generally get people after some numbers of us go into a room and come up with a plan, but we realize that in order for them to be effective, you have to have people at the table from the beginning. And that's why I'm also delighted that some 365 heads of national associations and institutions have joined us in this undertaking today. Everyone couldn't be here for the opening session, but we expect that they'll be here throughout the day. And these 365 institutional associations and our institutions have said we're dedicated to working with you to identify a limited number of measurable action items around which we will work collectively between now and 2008. We're dedicated to bringing our resources to bear. We're dedicated to bringing our research to the table to agree on several, 1, 2, or 3, we don't want a large number of items that are not realistic, but a few items that are targeted, they're strategic, they're quantifiable, that will move us from where we are in a number of areas. In the education of the African-American male, we talked about that last night. We listened to data that suggests that we're losing about 60% of African-American males in high school. 60% are not graduating with their high school cohort. So we have to do some things. I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you very much. I'm going to pause in just one moment. But I want to say, we talked about the African-American last night. After this session today, we're going to talk about building a multicultural pipeline, the importance of pipelining students from middle school to high school to college, from two-year institutions to four-year institutions, and on to graduate and professional schools. So we have a number of other things, looking at retention and graduation. Once we get students in the schools, what can we do to improve retention and graduation rates? Across the board, the data suggest that 40% of all students are finishing a four-year education in 4 years. 60% are finishing in 6 years. The data are pretty consistent in HBCUs, although we're doing some better, some we're doing somewhat better in some areas. But we need to find out how we can improve this across the board. So 365 organizations and institutions are committed to working with NAFIO on those issues, on teacher preparation and closing the achievement gap. And so I thank you for your commitment to this hard work. I know that you understand that this is a meeting that we hope will not be highlighted by speechifying, but by action. We've situated you in small tables because it is our hope that after each session, you'll engage in dialogue toward the end of facilitating outcomes. Finally, before I turn the podium back over to our facilitator just for a moment, I want to recognize all of our presidents here and all of our past presidents who are here. I know this is a very challenging time for you toward the end of the year with graduation and other things, but for taking the time to be here and making the commitment to be an active and engaged part of this program. And if you would just please stand and let us acknowledge you again. Thank you for all that you're doing. We also have a cohort of former presidents who they're giving their time to mentor the next cohort. We have something called the Kellogg Leadership Program. And presidents who could be playing golf are coming back. They have come back. They're working with NAFIO. They're working with our academic vice presidents, our provosts, and others to make sure that our next cohort of HBCU presidents and predominantly Black college presidents have the benefit of their wisdom and their experiences. Thank you all for what you're doing. Please join me in thanking them. Thank you very much.